Well, good day to you. It's Monday, March the 11th. We have a little bit of a weekend wrap-up. I'm Captain Marty Brill, and I'll be right back.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right, stop in to the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia.
All right, let's get right down to business, and I can tell you that offshore fishing was at a standstill. It blew most of the weekend from different directions, but not hearing anything going on offshore over the weekend. There are some tuna in the area now, yellow fins, black fins, and still blue fins around, especially up off Oregon Inlet, but the crowd out there fishing for them has been non-existent. They're just out there frolicking, jumping all over the place, saying, where are the fishermen? Well, that's not really what they're saying, but that's what's going on. So not much to report. The table is set for some good spring fishing as we get into the middle of March here. Now, in addition to that, though, which is not much to brag about or to write home about, in the surf there has been some fishing. On Saturday, a pretty good puppy drum bite down on Hatteras Island, mostly exclusively puppy drum, but hey, everybody will take that. There are a few sharks out there still to be caught. You're going to run into those most any time of the year. So you got that going on. A few skates, some other trash fish, but you do have those puppy drum in the surf catches as well. All right, inshore fishing, that's where the action is. Nice bite on puppy drum, especially for charter boats fishing back of Hatteras. They just did really well over the weekend. Breezy conditions, they can seem to always find a lee to get in. Short trips, half-day trips, easy on the family, and good fishing right now. So maybe inquire at any of our major marinas about booking an inshore boat. Usually two people is ideal, or three. Four is pushing it a little bit, but it's like a guided bonefish trip in the Florida Keys. It's kind of how that works. So down lower end of the sound seems to be better. The speckled trout bite is on in good fashion on the northern end and the western side of the sound, of the Pamlico, that is, and the fish seem to be getting bigger. That's one thing I've noticed. I'm seeing some 3 and 4 pounders now, and a lot of that is out on your boat or with a friend on his boat, however you want to do that. A little bit of fishing off the banks and on some of the ditches if you can get access to them, but mostly boat fishing. And I want to, like I do every year this time of year, and this has nothing to do with the tragedy that we suffered a week ago in Oregon Inlet with the loss of two very good friends of mine. But if you're trout fishing in the sound, think about this for a minute. Now, you will go and spend $150 in the blink of an eye on a good trout rig, a speckled trout rig. You might even have a custom rod built for that if you're really a connoisseur. You spend a couple $100 on that as well. But you don't blink an eye at spending $300 or $400 on a single fishing rod. Yet, people get out there in the sound in the dead of winter and they have no survival gear on their boat. No Mustang suit, no survival suit. Many of them have not filed a float plan, not with the Coast Guard, but with anybody, to let them know, like a wife or somebody like that, know where you're at and when you're going to be back. That's who you file your float plan with. Now, my point is a good survival suit, maybe $250, less than the cost of a good speckled trout rod. Really no reason you should be out in 45 degree water without a survival suit on your boat. It could be the difference between life and death. And again, I talk about this a lot in the spring because you get a couple warm days and people think we're good to go, but it may be sunny. That water temperature is still very, very cold. So please keep that in mind. Finally, we get left with the crappie fishing. That's, I don't know. That sounds like it's very good crappie fishing, if that's an oxymoron. moron, I apologize, but the crappie fishing is pretty good. Most of that done in some bedding areas around Lake Manamuskeet or on Highway 64 going over towards Columbia from the beaches. So if you're into that kind of thing and get a nice warm day, maybe you'll get some get a crappie. One of the best eating fish. I've never tried them, but everyone tells me they're one of the best eating fish that you can catch in fresh or salt water. So that's all your opportunity on the fishing front. We'll keep you posted. If anything changes, we'll have another report up for you midweek to tell you what's going on. Good luck fishing. Go with a line. You're not going to catch them in the motel room.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.